This week, European and U.S. leaders met here in Washington to discuss trade and foreign policy issues. President Bush, European Commission President Romano Prodi, and Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar, who holds the EU's rotating presidency, talked about a wide range of topics. They said they shared a common vision for a Palestinian state. They pledged to rebuild Afghanistan and expand their crackdown on terrorism. But on trade issues, big differences remain. Some observers warn of a possible transatlantic trade war. Joining me now to discuss the summit and some of the issues involved is Gary Huffbauer, senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics. Mr. Huffbauer, what were the main trade disagreements that were talked about this week?
Well, the biggest trade disagreement right now is steel, where the U.S. has put on a 30% tariff, which hits everyone, but it particularly hits the EU, and that's what they're concerned about. The second biggest issue is an old tax dispute. The U.S. has a corporate tax relief to about 7 percentage points on exports, and Europe thinks this is an illegal export subsidy. They've won twice in the World Trade Organization, and now they want to retaliate to the extent of about $4 billion against U.S. trade. Bubbling under those two is an old but really big issue, and that's genetically modified products of all kind and beef hormones. In the United States, we basically think it's fine. It's progress. In Europe, there is a lot of skepticism. There is a show-me attitude. Show me that it's not going to kill me or kill my children or neighbors.
The Europeans are pressing for free trade, but are their hands that clean?
Oh, absolutely not. Europe is a pretty protective area on a number of products, agriculture first and foremost, but steel, which I just mentioned. I mean, they were delighted that they could use this opportunity to put up their own restrictions on steel imports from Eastern Europe. Textiles, footwear, you know, nobody's hands are clean in this business.
If these issues aren't resolved, could there be some serious effects?
Oh, yes. First of all, particular communities which produce these goods are hit either when the U.S. puts on tariffs or when the Europeans retaliate against U.S. tariffs. And secondly, it creates an extremely bad atmosphere for the U.S. and Europe to lead the world on a charge to liberalize trade, including liberalize trade with Africa, with Latin America, with Central Asia, with every place else. If we're battling between ourselves, which we are on these three issues and many others, it's really hard to devote energy to liberalizing trade worldwide.
How does this reflect on the Bush administration's position on free trade?
Well, President Bush is an adamant free trader when you read his speeches and listen to him. But in terms of what he's actually done in the last couple of years in office now, he's put on these steel tariffs, and that's not exactly free trade. And he's gone along with a bill in Congress, which is going to hugely subsidize U.S. agriculture. That doesn't bother the Europeans so much, but it sure bothers Latin America, and it sure bothers a lot of other countries because it means that we're not going to have open markets for their agricultural produce. So, you know, when you look at the facts, it's not free trade. When you look at the speeches, it is free trade.
Trade wasn't the only thing discussed at the meeting this past week. What were some of the other things talked about?
Well, the big headline issue from the U.S. standpoint was Israel-Palestine, where there are obviously differences between us, between U.S. and Europe, how to go forward with the war in Afghanistan, and especially how to do the kind of mopping up effort after this, and where do we go with the war on terrorism? And then I'm sure quietly discussed was, are we going to overthrow Iraq or not?
Do the trade and policy issues affect each other in any way?
They do, because when you've got a trade war going on a lot of issues, it really makes it harder to cooperate on all these other questions of, you know, geopolitics. The atmosphere is sour, and a sour atmosphere doesn't contribute to geostrategic cooperation.
Gary Huffbauer is a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics. Mr. Huffbauer, thank you very much.
Thank you.